The dropout rate from school remains persistently higher for boys than girls. And there are now 3 women for every 2 men on university campuses. The rate of men living with their parents during their 20s is also twice as high as it was in 1981. Well, what is the role of the decline of marriage in all of this? Andrea Mrozek is with the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. And in a paper authored by Ms. Mrozek, it cites marriage as helping men become more nurturing, improving their health outcomes, and making men better workers. But it also states that the decline of marriage may play a role in the lagging results that educators and sociologists are seeing in boys. Andrea Mrozek joins us on the phone this morning from Ottawa. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how do you make this link between what appears to be a decline in the performance, the academic performance, and to some degree the social performance of boys, and marriage?
Well, as you correctly identify, we're asking that question. What we have are some hard statistics that show that men are not doing as well as women in some regards, and that goes beyond just the school performance into the realm of higher suicide rates, for example, and also some social problems that affect men disproportionately, like homelessness. And furthermore, as we know, crime is a problem that we see more men than women in jail, these sorts of things. So we have those hard statistics. What we also know is that the presence of marriage has positive effects for men, and that's something that studies have borne out as well. It's not just things like health benefits. It's also things like studies showing that men who are married make more money, for example. And just the presence of marriage, it has that ability to bring men into family in a way that it historically may not have been. So marriage is a cultural thing. It's an invention of culture, and it's a positive one that allows men to be part of a family. We also further know in the research that fathers are very critical in families, that where there is a father in the home, you have more stability. 2 parents in the home, it offers more social stability and more of the positive outcomes with regards to finishing school, to staying out of trouble. Some of these things we know anecdotally. We also see it in the research. So what I did in the paper is take all of those hard statistics and then ask a question about the decline of marriage and whether that might play a role. And I think it's an interesting question to pose. And I would, if I were going to be debating with someone, I would say yes, it absolutely does play a role in some of the negative outcomes that we're seeing.
Okay, what evidence would you back up your argument with then, in terms of, I want to break it out a little bit here, because talking about men in marriages and talking about the effect of marriage on boys are really two different, I mean, there is a linkage, but they are two different issues here. So when you're talking about boys, are you talking about a stable nuclear family environment, or is that what you're getting at?
Well, with regards to the outcomes that show that kids, and it's girls too, but I'll do part 2 later, status of women, but we focused on boys and men for this paper. But looking at a boy's outcomes when there's a father in the home, then that those are improved. There's no doubt about that, that there's a less likelihood of falling into gangs or crime. There's a higher likelihood of staying in school and doing better in school. These are some of the social outcomes you see when you have a father in the home and the 2-parent family that remains intact.
But is this a result of the male being in the home, or is this a result of the children being in a stable environment in terms of, you know, a family or a nuclear family or a relationship, seeing their parents in a relationship that is stable and being able to count on it?
Well, I think that's a very good question, and I think the answer is that it's all of those things. And when you look at families that break up, certainly there's the instability that comes from the breakup, but for the most part, 80% of single-parent homes in Canada are single mothers. So it ends up amounting to fatherlessness. And I think that the effect then is is twofold. So you have the instability, but you also have the absence of the father, and that's something that isn't, as we previously may have thought, it's not really a negotiable role. I think it's something that men and women working together and raising their kids bring something unique and different. So the father in the home is an important thing and not something that's as negotiable as we may have previously thought.
Mm. What does you, and I'm not sure that your research even goes into this area, but I wanted to ask you about this as well. What other forces, because I would expect that you would have to identify some of these things, have you seen that play a role in boys lagging behind girls, and especially in these examples that I gave, you know, the dropout rate remaining persistently higher for boys, you know, now 3 women for every 2 men on university campuses. Because if you're going to do this research, obviously there are going to be other external factors beyond the ones that you're talking about.
Sure.
In part of a nuclear family. What else are you seeing there that actually contributes to that?
Well, there were actually a real quite a few articles over the fall in the Globe and Mail and in Maclean's magazine, for example, that touched on the idea of boys lagging behind. I know that education is one area in which there would be contributing factors, and ensuring that the education system isn't catering to girls' needs more than boys. I know there's an author who's written books on this, and the suggestion is that boys are starting school at an age they aren't as emotionally mature, and so a 5-year-old boy actually may be at the level of a 3.5-year-old girl. So that's definitely one area, is education. If little boys are starting out already with a disadvantage because of the way our school system is structured, so that's a big one that I would mention, education, the system that we have and the way we do things.
Mm. So to what degree then is marriage playing a role in here? Or are you simply, are you posing this as a question have you seen some evidence that actually points towards this?
Well, we pose it as a question in the paper, and how does the decline of marriage play a role? The research, as I've said already, doesn't show a direct connection, and so we're not making that. But it seems like, knowing what we do know, that it would be fair to examine that more and perhaps research it more in depth and dedicate some studies to that topic, because knowing what we know about the importance of a father in the home, particularly for boys, also for girls, and knowing what we know about the socialization factor that marriage plays for men. One of the books I read was called Men and Marriage, and it quite strongly made the point, based on anthropology and sociology, that men do better in marriage. And it's funny, I actually ended up finding some quotes from hockey coaches from the Ottawa Senators. I'm in Ottawa here, and talking about how men, one of the coaches was saying that the men who get married, their performance improves. Little things like this, just anecdotally, I add that in. It's not just the academic research bearing it out. So the book Men and Marriage was quite a fascinating read. It's not something that we're really teaching our kids or learning in school, but it looks at that idea that marriage is something that somehow, in an intangible way perhaps, calls men to a greater commitment and asks them to, it pulls you out of just working for yourself, and you're in a partnership, and all those things that happen when you get married and you're forced to look at life beyond just yourself. So that was a heavy influence in the paper, that book, and I do recommend it. It's quite an interesting idea that he's putting forward.
We're talking to Andrea Mrozek from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Has put out a paper questioning whether the decline of marriage is playing a role in the decline of boys, or boys lagging behind in terms of academic and social development. If you'd like to weigh in on this, 405-6000, 1-877-801-8255. Do you think that the decline of marriage is contributing to boys lagging behind? We'll have more with Andrew Mrozek in just a couple of minutes as we continue here on Maritime Morning. Welcome back to Maritime Morning. Marriage should be promoted as a way to civilize men and cut down on social ills such as crime, substance abuse, and homelessness. This according to a paper from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Do you agree with that? 405-6000. 1-877-801-8255 is the number to call if you'd like to weigh in on this discussion. And I'm talking this morning with Andrea Mrozek from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. That's a pretty bold statement you're making there.
Yeah, I might also add, I didn't make it. I didn't say marriage should be promoted to avoid these things, but more that when we're looking at the relational aspirations of most people, and I think it's about 90% of boys and girls surveyed in high school say they do want to get married. And so when we consider that, then I think that the information to get out there to show that there are positive attributes to marriage, that if we talk about some of the things that good things that happen with marriage and do it from that education standpoint, we are an education think tank. We're not in the realm of counseling individual marriages. So it's a tough line oftentimes because these issues are so very personal for so many. But we're really looking at marriage in the aggregate and looking at sort of the statistics associated with it, what happens to communities and societies, and what good does marriage play in the culture of Canada today, for example. So I'm not in the business of marriage promotion. I am, though, in the business of talking about what marriage can do for our culture and Canada and our economy. And this is an interesting question, I think, because it's clear that we don't pay as much attention to boys and men today in our society as we do to girls and women. And it's almost as if the pendulum has swung too far. So part of the point of the paper was to bring that pendulum back to the middle and take a look at boys and men and examine some of the positive attributes that come from marriage as a result, all the questions we discussed in the first segment.
Well, I should point out, actually, that I was quoting a piece that was in the Toronto Sun, and I shouldn't put words into your mouth that way. But
the Toronto Sun piece was good, but that was inflammatory, put it mildly.
Okay, but there are other reasons, and this is actually something that is very positive to start focusing on boys. There has been a lot of attention put on girls to try and essentially raise the bar a bit, Brit, to create some equality. And there's nobody, I don't think, that would disagree that that's been a useful exercise. But at times, it seems like boys are getting lost in the wake of this. Are you sensing this as well from the research you're doing and the people that you're talking to?
I don't think there's anybody who can disagree with that, and that was the thrust of much of the reporting in the Globe and Mail and the Maclean's articles as well, and gathering together academics and researchers who absolutely would agree that that's the case. And it's something that we need to look at and correct, I think, because it's in the realm of culture as well. There's barely a sitcom you can watch today or an ad that doesn't paint men and fathers and or fathers as bumbling fools. So where did we get to in this stage, and how did we get to that point? I think it's a dangerous thing to engage in constantly painting half the population as somehow being foolish or silly or incapable. So it's something to correct, and a lot of the research I was reading on the sort of sociological side and anthropological side even was indicating that it actually may be harder for little boys to become mature adults than for girls. The reasons for which are a little bit on the complicated side, but it had to do with maturing and growing into your sense of self and your identity. That actually may be harder for boys. And if that's the case, and we have now, we were compensating for some past wrongs when we put the focus on girls and women, so I'm certainly happy to have eradicated that and any prejudice that existed. But it's not to say that once you eradicate that somehow you can do the same thing on the other side.